to read any finer meat than that. What did your mother do in the morning when, well, after she cooked breakfast?
She would just go to work, do lots of different things.
What did you call that?
She'd help. You mean what she'd do after breakfast?
Yeah, what did you call
that? She'd help in the garden. She'd help milk.
She'd work around the house?
Oh, yes, and work around the house, just anything that is needed to be done, see? And
what did she call that when she worked around the house?
Oh, you mean what kind of work?
No, or what did she say? I have to...
Well, she'd say, I've got to go get milk now. I've got to go feed my chickens. And
I wondered if she said that. I'm going to tidy up, or I'm going to clean up, or...
No, she'd say, I've got to go milk now. Some of you older kids, you'll take care of the little ones now, and maybe they'd be a little small to get out the milk or feed her chickens and one thing or another like that.
Uh-huh.
That's the way things went.
What'd she sweep the floor with?
We had an old homemade broom. We'd raise this broom corn in the garden or in some place in the field and just bind that straw around a straight stick of some kind.
Uh-huh.
And use that to sweep with. Yeah, I've seen them do that before brooms. I can almost remember when the first brooms come along, you know. They might have been some before my folks went to using them, I don't know, but the first brooms that I remember my mother sweeping the floor with was just what I was telling you about.
Where'd she keep that?
She'd keep it there behind the door, and she'd get ready to sweep while she'd get her broom. Yes, sir, I've seen her do that. Oh, if my mother and father could even start in to enjoy the good things of life that we have now, it'd be a miracle.
Yeah, I bet they didn't gripe about their lot either.
Oh, no, they just, my father was a hard-working man, raised a big family. As I tell you, we always had plenty to eat of the kind of stuff we had to eat.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a variety like we have nowadays so much. But we had plenty of meat, plenty of sorghum molasses, and plenty of beans as a rule, and you know, potatoes.
Uh-huh.
We got along fine, but there was a big family of us.
What did your mother do on Monday? Any special chore?
Well, I wouldn't just exactly say that she did. It was mostly routine, you know, every day about the same chore job. There was a certain day in the week, as a rule, she washed, but I forgot what day that is. We had to, she'd wash all day on a board.
Yeah.
And we had a spring, fine spring, a couple of hundred yards, I guess, from the house. And she'd go down there, and I went down there many times and go out on the hillside and drag down some brush and stuff to make her under the kettle, you know, and heat her water and wash right there instead of carrying the water to the house, you know, see? Yeah, I've seen that a many a time. Up until I was grown, I'd help her get water, you know, for her.
Did she iron the clothes then, too?
Yes, she'd iron her clothes, but it's one of these old-fashioned irons, you know, that you just stood up on the end when you wasn't a get him a going, and you know what they are. And
heat them on the stove.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I've seen my aunt use those. I remember my mother used to.
Oh, we didn't. You see, we didn't have a thing in the world to cook with, only the old-fashioned wood stove.
Yeah.
We didn't have anything on the fireplace, chimney, and then a little later then we didn't have anything in the way of heat, only this fireplace.
Uh-huh.
Then later we got done away at the fireplace and got stoves, but when I was just a lad of war, we had all together fireplace. We called a fireplace chimney.